For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Three satellites built by college students in Virginia are now in space. Former Governor Terry McAuliffe will not run for president in 2020. And a section of Skyline Drive closed for months due to winter storms has reopened earlier than expected. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 18th. An Antares rocket blasted off on schedule from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport yesterday en route to the International Space Station. It carries supplies and working satellites built by college students in Virginia. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
2-1, and we have engine ignition.
Main engines lifted the rocket and its Cygnus spacecraft off Pad 0A on the resupply mission that also carries the three CubeSat satellites designed and built by students at Virginia Tech, Old Dominion University, and the University of Virginia.
The CubeSat has a microchip inside that we program.
UVA's Trace LaCour is a fourth-year student who helped build one of the three satellites that will orbit as a constellation and send back data on atmospheric density and how it causes orbits to decay.
It's been a long journey. But then on the other end, there's not many people that you walk by on the street that can say they put something into space.
Everything looking good during this first stage burn?
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Former Governor Terry McAuliffe will not run for president in 2020. McAuliffe said Wednesday night on CNN that instead of joining a crowded Democratic field vying to challenge President Donald Trump, he will concentrate his efforts on helping Democrats win this year in Virginia, with the possibility that he runs for governor or president in the future. McAuliffe's decision comes as former Vice President Joe Biden considers whether to enter the 2020 Democratic field. McAuliffe is widely viewed as part of the party's mainstream, occupying much of the same political space as Biden. A police sergeant suspected of ties to white supremacists has lost his job with Virginia Capitol Police. In February, the Anti-Fascists of Seven Hills published links to Robert Stamm's social media account, suggesting that he follows the Asatru Folk Assembly. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes the assembly as a hate group, blending Northern European paganism and ethnocentrism. Capitol Police then placed Stamm on paid administrative leave and said they were investigating whether he had violated division policies. A section of Skyline Drive, closed for months due to winter storms, has reopened earlier than expected, according to the National Park Service. The 14-mile section of road in the Shenandoah National Park runs from Swift Run Gap to the Loft Mountain Wayside. It had been closed since mid-November due to significant damage caused by a series of ice and snowstorms over the winter. Skyline Drive remains closed from Loft Mountain Wayside to Rockfish Gap. Finally today, all 140 seats in the General Assembly are up for grabs this November. Campaign finance reports released this week show what races Republicans and Democrats are prioritizing. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has details.
Campaign finance numbers posted to the Virginia Public Access Project show a very different story for House and Senate races. On the House side, most of the big money is going to Republicans trying to win back seats they lost or almost lost in the last cycle. Democratic strategist Ben Tribbetts says the money shows Republicans are feeling good about keeping the House.
The Democrats have a much better chance this November of taking over the state Senate than the state House of Delegates. And so you're seeing Republican candidates have a lot of success in fundraising for the House because the conventional wisdom is they're going to continue to hold a majority.
On the Senate side, the numbers tell a different story. Most of the big money is aimed at primary elections, fighting off challengers for incumbents or beating back opposition to open seats. Republican strategist Dan Scandling says it's telling that the top fundraiser is Democratic Minority Leader Dick Sasslaw, who has two primary challengers this year.
That's a case of the young guard coming after the old guard. And Sasslaw knows he can't take anything for granted. He saw what happened to Joe Crowley last year in Congress, and he doesn't want to see that happen to him here in Northern Virginia.
Virginia is one of a handful of states that has odd-year elections. That means other states will be watching the elections here as a bellwether for what might happen in the 2020 election cycle. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.